So I think I've decided that last night's game was just good enough to make me mad and just frustrating enough to make me satisfied. Yeah, that makes sense. So, first 12 minutes, we play maybe our best basketball of the season. Maybe the second half of Gonzaga or the first half against Northwestern at home. Maybe those were better. But this was against the number 6 team in the country on their senior night. And we looked really, really good. Even on defense, we looked good. And all I was frustrated because, and I'm sure you were too, that a moment like that is nothing more than where has this been all year? And so I'm saying, it's hard to watch. It's like, yes, we are, yes. Wait, where has this been? If we played like this, the first 10 minutes of the game at Northwestern or at Penn State or at Indiana or UIC, we play like this, coming out of the gate, we win all four of those games. We win all four of those games. We're 22-8, ranked around 19th, 18th in the country, and we're, we'd still probably be the 4 seed in the Big Ten tournament, but that would send us to, you know, we have a decent tournament, probably about a 4 seed. So play like that, coming out of the gate on those four games, and it's a whole entirely different season. So that was my feeling. Yay, we're good. Why has this not happened before? So the second half was kind of the opposite for me, that, you know, especially when Purdue pushed it out to, I think it was 8-point, might have been a 9-point lead, something like 60-51 or something like that. I think that was the score, 60-51. And then we fought back. And it was frustrating at the end. You know, here it is again. We made it a 2-point game with 4 minutes to go or whatever it was. We know what's going to happen. But I was actually kind of pleased by that. Like, the second half when we struggled was more enjoyable for me than the first 12 minutes when we were awesome. That's how I'm taking last night's game. It's so strange that the good makes me upset and the bad makes me happy, but that second half, let's see, I think it was, yeah, it was 53-51. Paul was on the line for the and one, and he missed it. And then a couple of those, you know, it was frustrating with those pick charges. I know Davis kind of rolled up when he hit Jackson, and it looked like he maybe gave him a shove. The Tisdale foul on the screen was just, that was frustrating. But the officials were bad both ways, so there wasn't much to say about that. But after all that, we fight back, and we claw, and we look like we've got some fight in us. Again, you know, the last 3 minutes become, the crowd is loud, and we look scared, and quick, hey, Dimitri, do something. And, you know, it's our pattern, and that's frustrating. But I really liked that when Purdue, the number 6 team of the country, at home on senior night, attempted to put us away, they weren't able to do it exactly. And, you know, now, okay, we're going to beat Indiana at home. We probably play the winner of Michigan State in the 4-5 game. I'm hoping Michigan wins that because I think we can beat them easier than we can beat Michigan State. Win the 4-5 game, we might climb to a 9 seed. Lose the 4-5 game, we're probably a 10 seed. Maybe fall as far as 11. Looking at the 7 seeds and the 2 seeds right now, I know, especially after how we played the first 12 minutes last night, that I'm going to go into this tournament saying, we can still put it together. We can still do this. After seeing those 12 minutes of basketball, I firmly believe it's in there. It's possible. This team is capable of going on a run to the second weekend. I'll never not believe that until we're tied with 3 minutes to go and we falter in the tournament and end our season. So, that's all. I was encouraged by how much we sucked. Okay. Go Illini.